It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, we've got so much to get to on the big show today. Lots of news and lots of reaction to it. We will speak with Governor Mike Huckabee. The New York State GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy will return to the microphone. And Kayleigh McEnany checks in with a very special announcement. Plus, a lot of breaking news right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I am here to say hell no, you're not. I have 4 children. I'm 5'0", 100 pounds. Cannot really defend myself with a fist. I want to know how you're going to legislate that, because a criminal by defense breaks the law.
All right, that was some woman taking it to Beto O'Rourke in a rally he was having back in Texas. You know, he had it coming. He stood up on the stage last week and said, yes, we're taking away your AR-15s and AK-47s. I don't know that you can still buy. I don't think you can buy AK-47s. I think you can buy guns that are modified, kind of look like AK-47s, but I don't think AK-47s, at least as they were originally made, are legally for sale in America. But there have been a number of gun stores that have had Beto specials on. And AR-15s are selling out all over the country. Welcome into a Friday. We've got a big, busy day. Man, it is nuts out there today. That was from the Beto rally in the last 24 hours. Have you heard about the global climate strike rallies that are taking place all over the... There's a few of them. So they bring in this 16-year-old girl, and they put her in front of Congress. She's not an American citizen. She's from Australia somewhere. And they bring her in, they put her in front of Congress, and she yammers on about climate change for any length of time. And then the Democrats come out of that hearing talking about how ridiculous it is, all the links people are going to make their point, like bringing in 16-year-old non-citizens to testify before our Congress. they have no self-awareness. That's part of the problem with the left. They believe, Beto O'Rourke didn't realize he was saying he was going to become a dictatorial tyrant the other night when he said, I'm going to take your, hell yes, I'm taking the AK-47s and the AR-15s. He doesn't realize what he's saying. He doesn't realize what he's doing. He's one of the least self-aware people on planet Earth, as are most of the candidates for the Democratic nomination. But here's the thing. This is spreading to the next generation. So this global climate action thing is going on all over the world today. And, there's a lot that, you know, the networks could be covering. There's a lot that they should be covering. What are they covering instead? I give for you Exhibit A of what the networks have chose to put out as, because we have Israeli elections. We've got the administration on the verge of deciding whether or not to respond militarily to Iran. We've got a whole host of things that could be having serious analysis about it. And this is what the networks are running with.
It's a fight for our lives, for our security, for all future generations to come. They want us to just sit quiet? They want us to just sit in school and learn about a future that may not exist? We are here because our generation's past have put us in an unstable place. And you know what? I'm sick of hearing about their actions. I'm sick of their apologies. I'm sick of their shame, and I'm sick of the future that they've brought us. Period.
All right. Hysterical high school aged girls. This is now the budding capital. This is the bag of wealth that the Democrats are dealing from now. Get literally people who know nothing to stand on stage and scream indiscernible nonsense. What was that all about? The past actions. We are here to create. And this is news. No, it's not. And it's no wonder that the president took a swipe at the news today. In fact, it was funny because Brian Stetler from CNN actually was complaining about the fact that the president took a shot at the news business and said basically that, you know, when the president looks at the press and calls them a joke, that it's the worst abuse of presidential power in American history. Now, think of all of the things that a president could abuse power with and have in the past. I mean, you know, you had Clinton abusing position with Monica. You had Nixon abusing, access and campaign and cover up and power. And you've got, you know, some would say that, maybe President Bush abused his power in declaring war on Iraq. I don't agree with that, but there are people that would say that. But the most serious abuse of power of a president is for the president to look at the press corps and to say to them, you're a joke. That's what Brian Stetler said, to which Molly Hemingway owned him by following up immediately afterwards, saying the final line of this tweet proves the first part of the tweet, which was that the president was saying the media is a joke. And Brian Stetler, who's part of the media, and he's one of the worst ones on CNN, which has basically black holes for ratings to begin with, he's saying it's the worst abuse of political power ever. This is the problem. They're covering this global climate change. Okay, so you maybe had 200 people outside the U.S. Capitol today. They claim they had 300,000 that turned out in Brisbane, which I guess is where the 16-year-old is from. I'm not even exactly sure. But you've got this whistleblower story. You've got our response to Iran. You've got all these things that should be being dealt with, and that's what the media chooses to key off on today. That's sad. That is really, really sad. That's why on this broadcast, we will deal with the top stories of the day. So coming up, we've got Kayleigh McEnany, and we've got a variety of things from the campaign trail. Here in New York State, there are three or four significant stories that we're going to get bounced off Nick Langworthy, who's charged with the shaping of the GOP is in terms of what their agenda is going forward. And he's got a lot to say. I can't wait to get him on. I think it's going to be a good conversation. Of course, Governor Huckabee will give us a preview of not only what's on his weekend show, but his insights into some of the breaking stories of the day as well. And then before we're done, an example from Ilhan Omar and Rachel Campos Duffy. If you're a Fox News fan, you know who she is, MTV fan a few years ago, too. But just what does the tolerant left want from the right? Let me give you a hint. It's no longer tolerance. The tolerant left does not want tolerance anymore from those of us that disagree with them. All we heard for a generation was, you got to be more tolerant. Now they don't want tolerance. So what do they want? We'll answer that before we're done. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's a big, busy Friday. Thank you for being here. Don't go anywhere. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at a slow ride in New Jersey on the parkway traveling southbound from 163 in Paramus down to 153 in Clifton. Then a short break. Then we're slow from the Essex Toll Plaza right down to the Driscoll Bridge. Then things open up as you travel down towards 117 and 116. But once you get south of 114, you're going to see slow pockets of volume down to 105 and south of 105 all the way down to 82. That's going to be a very heavy ride. Both spurs of the turnpike jammed up basically top to bottom heading south. Car and truck lanes are jammed heading down towards exit number 13. Across the Hudson River, Leaving New Jersey at the George Washington Bridge upper level will be worse than the lower level. Back to New Jersey, both levels slow across the span. Looks like now there's an accident on the inbound upper level. Two lanes are out of service, so quickly building up to about a 10 to 15 minute delay. Holland Tunnel, 10 minutes in, 45 minutes outbound. Outbound Lincoln Tunnel, about a 30 minute delay. And Citybound side, running about a 15 to 20 minute delay on 495 through the construction and down around the Helix into the tolls. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with the promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798.
As a jet car racer, Elaine Larson has had interesting experiences.
I hit a wall at 280 miles an hour.
While most of us don't race jet cars, we get that life comes with risk. But retirement shouldn't. Elaine purchased an annuity to secure a protected income stream for the rest of her life, so her money won't stop working when she does. Find out more at retireyourrisk.org. Brought to you by the Alliance for Lifetime Income, the sole sponsor of the 2019 Rolling Stones No Filter U.S. Tour.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, host of the Dining Out Dialogues, part of Kevin McCullough Radio. So excited that the next one is going to be co-sponsored by Haworth Flower Shop in Haworth, New Jersey. For all your floral needs, call 201-385-5100. I'm excited to tell you about the next edition of the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Dining Out Magazine, AM 970 The Answer, and AM 570 The Mission. A series of live remotes where we go on location 3 to 6 in the afternoon with top chefs, celebrity co-hosts, and special guests. Our next stop is the Brick House in Wyckoff, New Jersey on September the 26th, featuring Chef Aldo Cascio. I'll be on location. Special guest co-host Carol Markowitz of the New York Post, regular on Kevin McCullough Radio, will be with us at the Brick House, 179 Godwin Avenue in Wyckoff, New Jersey. The broadcast is free to attend, but RSVP is required for the beautiful dinner and wine event starting at 6:30. The cost is $75 per person. Be sure to RSVP by calling the Brick House in advance, 201-848-1211. And again, this event, co-sponsored by Haworth Flower Shop in Haworth, New Jersey. For all your floral needs, call 201-385-5100.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Happy Friday to you. It's a busy day. We've still got a lot to get to, by the way, on the broadcast, because coming up, Nick Langworthy of the New York Republican Party, the new chairperson there, and of course Governor Huckabee before we're done, and a very interesting anecdote from Rachel Campos Duffy before we're completely finished today. But I want to get to my next guest because she finally announced something publicly on Twitter this week that she had told some of her friends off the air a couple of weeks ago, some of them earlier than that, about, and it's a joy to welcome Kayleigh McEnany back to her usual Friday spot. Kayleigh, thanks for being here.
Hey, Kevin, thanks so much for having me.
Now, there's an interesting thing going down today. This little 16-year-old goes to Congress and complains about the climate, and now there's a whole climate strike going on today, global climate strike, which in some places, I guess in like Brisbane down under, They had, I don't know, 300,000 people show up, but a lot of the events in the U.S. have been very rather forgetful. Your take on the whole climate discussion? I mean, you know, you just had the Dems put CNN's ratings in a black hole for 7 hours discussing this a couple of weeks ago. Your take on where we're at with climate?
Right. It's amazing. You know, Democrats want to completely wreck the United States economy. If you listen to Joe Biden or any of them, they say they want to eliminate fossil fuels. So that would cost the country 10 million jobs. No big deal, right? 10 million people lose their job. But Democrats, they're just fine doing that. Meanwhile, the real irony of all of this when we talk about climate change is the biggest emitter of CO2s is, of course, China. And China is not stopping anytime soon. And last time I checked, it is global climate change we are talking about. So we'll sit over here and wreck the U.S. economy. China will continue to emit CO2, and we over here in the United States will pay the price and the consequences. It makes no sense, but this is what Democrats want us to do.
Well, and that weakens us in the process. And if there was a global conflict, China has a huge upper hand on us at that point.
Yeah, they do have a huge upper hand on us from a defense perspective at that point, if we're eliminating all fossil fuels, from an economic standpoint. I don't think there are many people who want to sign on to wrecking the economy. There may be a few, you know, crazed climate individuals out there who are leading this march that think that way, but the average men and women of this country do not.
Yeah. We're speaking with Kayleigh McEnany, who, of course, is the spokesperson for the Trump campaign 2020 and is with us each Friday to discuss various and sundry things. She has a legal background in addition to having been all over the media in recent years. You guys had a stake in this California tax return law. For my listeners that haven't followed it, explain briefly what it was and why the campaign took the position they did on it.
Yeah, so basically, California demanded that anyone who was on the presidential ballot release their tax returns. And our position is that's unconstitutional to your First Amendment rights, and that, in fact, that is an unconstitutional law, that only the Constitution can put restrictions on who can run for president. There are only two, being a U.S. citizen and being of a certain age. And we did win at the first level of the court, but it will, of course, it's a preliminary ruling. So we have a longer battle ahead, but we do believe we're on the right side of the question.
Yeah, I don't think, especially if this gets to the Supreme Court, I don't think there's any question that a more originalist and strict constructionist type of court is going to look at this in any other way except as you just described it. You know, I got into an interesting discussion this week, Kayleigh, about campaign enthusiasm. And there's a lot of speculation, at least amongst the more progressive press outlets, that Elizabeth Warren is starting to close in on the president in terms of comparable campaign sizes. But the problem is the two places where she's gotten 10,000 or more, and I say or because there's some speculation as to even if she hit the 10,000 threshold, but they were in deep blue Seattle and deep blue Manhattan. The president went to a blue state this last week and had 45,000 tickets given out and packed them in a state that's opposite, supposedly, his party affiliation. What do you make of all that?
Yeah, and that's the key difference. If you're a liberal and you're in blue states like Manhattan, blue cities, rather, within blue states, you're going to draw a crowd. I mean, that's no surprise. It's easy to do. It's like the president, you know, going into the middle of Oklahoma and drawing a massive crowd because he's in a deep red state. It's not a huge feat to do that. But, you know, nevertheless, it is a huge feat to go into, as you know, to New Mexico, a blue state, and bring this huge of a crowd, or New Hampshire, where you have 5,000 people waiting outside in a blue state. So it really is apples to oranges, but I guess I don't blame the Democrats for trying to catch up to President Trump and his crowd sizes.
Well, and that's really one of the narratives that they couldn't counter in 2016, because Trump just kept having these enormous crowds and packing them in and then having to have huge over overflows. I was there in Orlando this year when he made his announcement for reelection, and you know, I saw what happened the day of. There had to be, you know, 30 to 50,000 people on the premises during the day, and then they packed them in that night. Had to have more outside watching for the announcement that evening. And again, Orlando, a city that was hard blue in the last several elections. Anyway, one last thing I want to get to, Kaylee. You're going to be a mama.
That's right. A little girl on her way this November. We're really excited. It's going to be here any day now. So
the fact that you've been able to keep it this close to the due date as a secret is pretty amazing. But the heartiest congratulations. And I think we may have a very good place to share some gently used princess wear after, you know, our Charlotte has dispensed with it. At least we can hook you up with the right manufacturers. But hey, seriously, best wishes to the entire family, and it's going to be a wonderful thing. As a parent, your life will change in ways that you've never even imagined, and it will almost entirely be better. The lack of sleep in the early stages might make you think otherwise, but outside of that, it's just going to be it's going to be awesome.
That's what everyone says. We can't wait. We're looking forward to it. No sleep over Christmas, so we're ready.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations, Kaylee. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Coming up next, Nick Langworthy. He's the chairman of the New York State GOP, and he's got some things to sound off on Kevin McCullough Radio on this Friday.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have sunshine. We're holding steady at 77 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, a Bronx homeowner is being accused of beating a man to death after he was spotted prowling outside the man's home. Let's get more from James Flippin.
54-year-old Troy George has been charged with murder. According to a criminal complaint, it was late Thursday night, shortly before midnight, when he noticed a 29-year-old man outside his Wakefield home in the 800 block of East 223rd Street. Cops say the homeowner, George, approached and then pursued the man when he fled, eventually catching up with him in an alleyway. He's accused of grabbing a metal object and hitting the man, leaving him unconscious and unresponsive. Rushed to Montefiore, the 29-year-old prowler was pronounced dead. George was taken into custody. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
A raccoon that may be rabid attacked two people in Maplewood, New Jersey yesterday. Noam Layden has more.
An 82-year-old man sitting on his lawn chair says the animal came out of nowhere and bit him on his finger, arm, and leg.
That's when that sucker's hanging on me, and I went to hit him away, and he grabbed my hand, and then I started hitting him with this hand, and he finally dropped.
Then just a short time later, it's believed the same raccoon first chased some children and then bit a 72-year-old man who was doing yard work. Animal control workers grabbed it. It's being tested for rabies now. Noam Layden, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees getting set to host the Blue Jays at the stadium. The Mets take on the Reds in Cincinnati. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River, not good at all. The outbound Holland Tunnel on this Friday evening, close to a 45-minute delay all the way around. Inbound Holland Tunnel, about a 10 to 15-minute delay from 1095 to 10 from the Turnpike. 20 minutes inbound to Lincoln, 30 outbound at the Lincoln, and the inbound GW Bridge accident quickly cleared but still left in its wake a 10-minute wait. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 63, a beautiful weekend on tap, sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. High both days around 80. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here asking, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Well, experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota with no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. Listen to my show every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. because you'll never know when Route 22 Toyota will be giving me the go-ahead to give away free things like a multi-point inspection and oil change with filter to the first five callers. Call 855-621-9949 and say Joe sent me. Experience how one caring family in the car business is out to change the entire car business by offering you the smarter way to buy a car and more. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West, Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. All European makes excluded.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wrestle with back pain, lower back, neck, upper back, sciatica. herniated disc, spinal stenosis, anything that's debilitated you from walking due to the amounts of pain that you're experiencing. Well, I want you to talk to my friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. I just got to see her the other night. It was so good to see her. And I tell her every time I see her, I say, Dr. Keller, you know why I love sending people to you? Because I know how much you care about them. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. And she's committed to eradicating that pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but with the life-altering decompression machine, the DRX-9000. She wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc or a spinal stenosis or sciatica, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that doesn't involve surgery or put shots in the system. Find out for yourself how you can help alleviate that pain and do the things that you want to do, like walk freely again or play with your kids and grandkids. Call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I feel like I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign.
And here's how the masses responded. There was literally no response. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Bill de Blasio. There was a response from me on Twitter, though. Now he's going to come back to our city and assault us with all of his bad ideas again. At least he was occupied being out there. So it was like the war on terror. Go fight the Bill de Blasio battle in Iowa. I don't want it on our shores in Manhattan. But I don't get to make that choice. The mayor did. Nick Langworthy is the new head of the GOP in the state of New York, and we are glad to have him with us. Nick, I got to see you in person the other night at the Governor Pataki event, and it was good to shake your hand. But I'm looking forward to having you on with us more often, because we've got a lot of work to do in the state of New York. And now that we've got another mayor that's coming home and is going to be trying to pass bad ideas on to us here in the city, we've got our work's even bigger. But welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Kevin. And it was great to see you the other night in the city. So we have so much to fight back against as Republicans in this state, and we definitely have our work cut out for us. But, with people like Bill de Blasio out front and center, I know we can get people fired up.
Well, so maybe it's a good thing he's coming home. Is that what I'm hearing from Nick Langworthy?
Well, I mean, he'd actually have to come to work. I mean, that's half of the battle with a guy. He has no work ethic. And, what a pathetic race for the presidency this was from both he and Kirsten Gillibrand. I mean, to have both New Yorkers out of the race, I mean, it's like they never got in. They had no net effect on the outcome of this thing. Both were very embarrassed by their results. I mean, to see the latest New York State poll that showed that Bill de Blasio got 0% of the vote in New York State for the primary.
Yep.
I mean, how sad is that? You're mayor of the city of New York, and you get 0% of the state residents want you to be the president? I mean, come on. I mean, this is – the guy's got to have a little self-awareness. The fact that he even, got into the thing shows what an egomaniac he is. But we really the dumpster fire that he has created in the city in his time as mayor, I think gives us a great opportunity to go fight back and put, quality people in public office.
Well, I hope so. And, congratulations to one of your assistants. I saw that A.J. Katsimatidis was reelected as the Manhattan GOP head, and she's going to be with us on November 1st at the Bobby Vans Park Avenue location. Nick, I'd like like to invite you formally to come join us for that, because I'd love for the Republicans. Not all of the remotes that we're doing are going to be politically oriented, but this one will be, and it'd be good to have you with us that day for a couple of hours on the air. But let's talk about what's going on in the state. I mean, Andrew Cuomo's looking like a genius in the fact that he didn't run for the presidency, but he's still up to not much good. He tried to tax the license plates. How'd that turn out?
Well, I mean, Cuomo tried to force all of us to submit our license plates, for those of us that drive, and wanted to charge every resident $25 for new license plates. First, he tries to put a sham online poll that, would lead people to vote for a license plate mock-up that had his father's bridge on it. And that he didn't win that way. But they still tried to make a massive cash grab on New Yorkers by making us submit our license plates to get new ones. But we rallied people. We worked very hard around the state to get awareness that this was nothing more than Cuomo's license plate tax. And you know what? We were heard and we won, and he relented on the plan. He's put everything on hold at this point, and he blames the state legislature for it, which is typical passing.
Of course, he can never be the guy responsible.
Absolutely. We are taking the fight to this governor in every corner of the state, and the wrongheaded policies that we see coming out of Albany are going to cripple the future of our state, and we have to create, and we owe, as Republicans, two-party government to the people of the state of New York, and we're out there fighting hard for the taxpayers to make sure that happens.
Nick, give me 15 seconds on the Democrats' attempt to do away with fusion voting.
Well, I mean, in typical Albany fashion, they create a panel to make a decision that they've already made in their minds, but they don't want the culpability of actually having to vote for it. So they create an unelected panel that is now reviewing our election laws, trying to implement a public financing commission like you have in the city of New York for all of New York State, for all of our state legislative races, perhaps even the statewide races like governor and controller and lieutenant governor and attorney general. Those policies are being considered by a group of unelected bureaucrats. But here's the kicker. What they put, the gentleman that they put as the head of this panel is Jay Jacobs, the state chairman of the Democrat Party. terrifically nice guy. But, it's like the fox guarding the hen house.
Might have some conflicts of interest there. Well, Nick Langworthy, if they call you to serve on the panel, you better jump on. Because we got to get the balance.
They've already impaneled, and what do you know? My phone didn't ring. But I think it's a conflict of interest. He shouldn't have done it. But here's the second thing they're trying to do. They're trying to use this panel to eliminate what they call ballot fusion, which is somewhat unique to New York. But it is where people can run on multiple party lines, and the votes add up in the column. So, the Working Families Party, the Conservative
Party,
their future is hanging in the balance based on the decisions of these unelected bureaucrats. There's court challenges to this, but this is the way Albany works now. Yeah. Unelected bureaucrats making policy decisions because our elected officials don't have the courage to actually stay where they stand on these things.
That's just terrible all the way around. Nick Langworthy, we will hopefully talk to you and see you soon. Kevin McCullough, appreciate you being here. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thanks.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know back in 2010, laws were passed here in the United States giving the government the authority to take money from your bank accounts, your 401ks, IRAs, anything that is electronically connected? Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 other countries in the last 7 years. And I'd like you to have the facts about how to help protect yourself if this bail-in ever comes to fruition. You could get the white paper put together by Landmark Capital, my very good friends, called The Coming Bail-In. It's in its 7th edition. See how all of this was set up to help manage the nation's out-of-control debt and learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing some of those funds into resources that the government just can't touch. So when the bail-in happens, you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575 and ask for the coming bail-in. Say Kevin McCullough was talking about it. 844-604-2575 or visit landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling run down? I feel like you're not quite living up to the energy that you need to get through the day. It could be because you're not eating fruits and vegetables. See, if you've listened to the Balance of Nature segments that I do with Dr. Douglas Howard, you know how important the research proves that fruits and vegetables are to your day-to-day life, not only in giving you the energy that you need, but also in keeping you healthy. And Balance of Nature does it unlike anything else because it's 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies in vegetarian capsules. In fact, a daily dose, the basic recommended dose, is the equivalent of 10 servings, to think 10 salad plate fulls of a salad made of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. There's lots of reasons to be upbeat about it. You got more energy, your skin looks good, but you also start to see things improve. For me, it was the getting rid of my bronchitis. No more seasonal chronic bronchitis. Done. 4 years ago, the last time I've had it. It's time to improve the quality of your life. And right now, I've got a very special offer, but it ends soon, and you need to jump on it. Get 25% off your preferred purchase from Balance of Nature, plus get that convenient travel bottle set with a free additional week's supply. These discounts will also qualify for free shipping on every order, but you only have until the end of the week to get this special deal. So don't wait. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato will be on at a special time this Saturday night at 8 so that we may bring you NFL football. That's the Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Saturday night at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work? Meet New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist. It's the Radio Surgery Show with Dr. Gil Lederman. Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. Everywhere I go, oh, I say is it always on my mind.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad, Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You've had a very bad week, and this will be better than all of them. This is another one, so keep playing it up because you're going to look really bad when it falls. You know, I guess I'm about 22-0, and I'll keep it that way.
Well, some people don't like the hubris and the, you know, I always win. But, you know, if I was in his shoes, I'm just saying, man, I don't know how he has the patience that he has. I'd just start slapping people. Like, just stop asking me these stupid questions. Boom. He's got more patience than me in this situation. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. That, of course, is continuing the discussion of the partisan whistleblower flap. Let's get some other perspective on this, and maybe from a couple of different perspectives. Governor Mike Huckabee, of course, himself could have been president. He would have made a great president. He ran twice. I've strongly supported him in both of his efforts. But his daughter also had some pretty close proximity to the man that we just heard from. And I'm wondering, Governor, if Sarah has ever said to you what I just said publicly, that there were some days she just wanted to take that press corps and just strangle them.
You know, she never wanted to do that because she honestly recognized they had a job to do. There were three or four in the room that she knew were just bozos, and they were truly trying to make a name for themselves, and they weren't even representing their networks or their publications. They were just trying to get in front of a camera, get a YouTube moment. And frankly, as she would relate to me, the dirty little secret is most of the other people in that press room really resented the showboating because it took away their opportunity to get a question. And it also made it so that the entirety of America began to despise the press because of what they saw in a few of these hot dogs.
Well, and, you know, we have like example after example where they'll seize on something and they'll think that it's the true gotcha moment. I mean, last week going into the weekend, Friday, I think it was when the quote new revelations about Kavanaugh came out. And so then you had a whole weekend of coverage that was like, oh, we're going to get him now. And it turns out that was about as much hot air as most of Blasey Ford's testimony had been. And so I don't blame the president for citing that he's 22-0 on controversies. If that's the right number or not, I don't know. But it sure seems very lopsided in this regard. And I'm curious what you make of this most recent flap. And from this standpoint, I think it's confusing even down to the nitty gritty of what's being accused. I mean, everybody's trying to hit Mayor Giuliani, but he seems to have done the law-abiding up-and-up kind of what a prosecutor was supposed to do, right? I mean, expose possible wrongdoing and say, you might need to look into this. How is that somehow a morally bad thing just because Joe Biden's on the other end of it?
Well, it's interesting to me that this guy is supposedly a whistleblower. Why isn't it appropriate to blow the whistle on the fact that Joe Biden's son was making billion-dollar deals for fracking while his dad was the vice president of the United States and putting pressure, and that Biden himself weighed in on it?
Thank you.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
That is a pretty big deal. Here's what's happening, Kevin.
And, Gov, hold that thought. There's more evidence for it than there is. Hold that thought one second, Governor. There's more evidence of what you just said than there is Russia collusion. I mean.
Well, yeah, but here's what I was saying. The Democrats, they're like. They truly are Wile E. Coyote versus the Roadrunner. And they continually light up cigars thinking now they've got him. And it turns out every time they light up a cigar, it's an exploding cigar that blows up in their face. You mentioned the Kavanaugh nonsense from a week ago. Add to that, Corey Lewandowski goes and basically owns Jerry Nadler and his band of clowns. And now this thing is only reminding people of the Biden connection to the energy deal in the Ukraine. This is going to be far, far more troubling for Joe Biden and for the Democrats than it ever will be for President Trump, who made a great observation that he's not going to be on a call that is populated by dozens of people in the national security world and say something that is even remotely questionable. He's not that dumb. He's a pretty smart guy, Kevin, as you know.
Well, and that's the thing. They keep... In order for us to believe these conspiracies, you have to genuinely believe that he is the most corrupt and evil person that's ever lived, or you have to believe he's just a blooming idiot. And I know that that's a narrative that the left is wanting to push, but as you just see time after time, he rope-a-dopes almost every single issue to his favor. You don't do that by accident. Like, you've got to be a pretty savvy guy to be able to communicate what he gets communicated in the way that he does it.
It's not a coincidence. It's intentional. As somebody who's been dealing with legislation for many years, that kind of thing doesn't just happen. And you say, oh, my, well, I had no idea what the implications of that would be. That's ridiculous because you have so many people involved in the draft of legislation, so many attorneys involved in the legal language of it. So many various legislators asking, why are you doing this and what does it do and what does it not do, that it doesn't just happen.
Yeah. Nope. No doubt about it. All right. There's another kind of story, Governor. I'm eager to get your take on this. The term blackface you know, came about in kind of popular use again about 2 years ago. People started, you know, getting riled up about things pertaining to blackface. And so far, I've counted publicly three prominent leftists that have been outed for blackface. There may be Republicans or conservatives that have put it on, too. But I'm just curious, where's the wall-to-wall coverage touting these people as racist, as horrific, as, you know, leeches on society for doing this, when left-leaning person after left-leaning person keeps getting exposed for having done it, and then there's no there. There's no follow-up to it.
Well, Kevin, you made an interesting observation. You don't know if any conservatives or Republicans have done blackface. Come on, Kevin. If they had, don't you think that that would have been all over the news and it would have been about a four-day news story?
Pretty much,
the point
yes.
is, it's a little comical that every time they find a new prominent politician who has done blackface, which is utterly unacceptable in these politically correct times, that it's always a left-leaning, woke Democrat who is into identity politics and yet gets caught, sorry to say red-handed, but more gets caught black-faced. But nothing happens to them, ultimately, because the liberals won't eat their own. This is crazy. They cannot live by the rules that they have created. They created the rules for us. Turns out we're not the ones doing this stuff. They then get caught by their own rules, but they don't want to abide by the consequences of them.
Seems highly hypocritical to me. Say, listen, I hear that Mr. Spicer, who made a bit of a splash with his wardrobe on Dancing with the Stars on Monday night, and I got to tell you, my bride, she's a devoted Dancing with the Stars fan, not super impressed with the flappy shirt. But I hear that he's going to be with you this weekend. What else you got?
Well, Sean Spicer is going to be on our show. We have absolutely said you cannot wear that shirt on the show. You can talk about it. You can wave it up in the air, which, by the way, he's auctioning it off to give the proceeds to veteran funds.
Oh,
I can't imagine
awesome.
Any veteran shirt either. But I love Sean. He was a good sport. He's going to be a lot of fun. And then we have VA Secretary Robert Wilkie, who's going to be on our show talking about the things going on in the VA and how he's worked to improve the care for veterans. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Check it out, friends. TBN. It's the new TBN. Saturday nights at 8 and 11. And again, on Sunday nights, you can catch the repeats. And Governor Huckabee, always appreciate your insight here at the end of the week.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to talk to you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You heard me talk about Michael's of Brooklyn and their Iron Chef-style Columbus Day cook-off on October 13th. We've narrowed down the contestants to a final few, and we would like to invite you to be a spectator. You'll get to taste classic Italian dishes prepared using Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. I'll be one of the panel judges along with the Michael's of Brooklyn family. If you'd like to attend the cook-off and eat some great food, book a reservation at Michael's of Brooklyn. See you there.
The Supreme Court confirmation process has been on the point of breakdown for 30 years, and it finally collapsed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Molly Hemingway.
And I'm Carrie Severino. Our new book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, reveals the inside story of these bitterly divisive hearings and what they mean for the court and the country.
Justice on Trial is the explosive new bestseller on the Kavanaugh confirmation. Get your copy today from Amazon or wherever books are sold.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, US, and ULO, 52 weeks, 7/14/19 by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now, my menopause. All my life, I've had energy to win gold back in 1984. But when menopause hit me with the hot flashes and night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Amberin.
Amberin safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Amberin is 100% drug-free and estrogen-free. Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement in dollar sales.
Thanks to Amberin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Amberen a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Amberen today.
Football can be a game of numbers, down and distance, yards gained, points scored. But it's the things that can't be measured that matter most. Effort. Intensity. Heart.
Touchdown.
Count on us to give it all we've got right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Morgan State Bears at Mikey Stadium on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I'm mostly glad you're with us. If you happen to be someone who goes to a gym in Bergen County, New Jersey, with the license plate V47KTS, New Jersey plate V47KTS, I'm having to exercise great, I don't know, Christian forgiveness for you today, because this person, whoever this person is that has the license plate V47KTS, doesn't know how to park, and boxed me in. When I was there earlier today, and I don't know, just I'm trying to bless him with Christian forgiveness and love or something. Anyway, glad you've been with us throughout the week, and I got to say a big special again thank you to the One Park Condo Association, to Andrew Riccatelli over at who's not Italian. Over at Ventanas, Aldo Cascio. What can I say about this guy? So sweet. What a great man. And the whole team from the Cuba restaurant as well, as they all sponsored our big event yesterday. Great time. And next time, friends, please make plans to join us. Next Thursday, we're going to be at the Brick House in Wyckoff, New Jersey, and hoping that you can come join us as well for that. Now, earlier today, I saw a very interesting relay from Rachel Campos Duffy, who is to be a guest of ours soon, about a new book that she wrote. Her daughter was going with her dad, who was a congressman, to visit the Capitol, and came out and saw Ilhan Omar across the way. She actually went over and asked if she could have her picture taken with Ilhan Omar. And Ilhan recognized who her dad was, and she goes, "Oh, you would do that?" And Rachel Campos Duffy, the mom, said, "Well, yeah, we're very tolerant people." And Ilhan Omar looked at her and says, "Well, you shouldn't be tolerant. You should be accepting." And after she snapped the photo, stormed off in a cloud of her own fury. See, friends, this is the thing with the left. They don't want us to be tolerant of them. They want us to believe exactly what they believe. And if we do not, there is no use for us in their world. Tolerance is a virtue? No. Conformity is the new standard. I'm Kevin Kelly.